Good morning. My name is Meng Yunzhang. I am a visiting PhD student in the University of Georgia. Currently, I work for Dr. Charlie Li. You may know him, but he doesn't attend this conference because of other business. The title of my presentation today is Identification of Carton Foreign Matter Using Light-Scan Hyperspectral Transmittance Imaging. As you know, carton foreign matter are harmful to carton production. It may damage the carton fiber or cause flaws on textile. So, to detect and classify foreign matter is a very important step for linked process. Recently, optical technologies are very popular, such as color camera. It has high speed and is low cost. And another method is spectroscopy technique. It can achieve high accuracy for foreign matter classification. During the past several years, our lab tried to combine these two techniques. Firstly, we used a fluorescent imaging system to identify foreign matter. It achieved 80% or higher for most foreign matter, but 6% to 80% for bark, twine, and seed coats. To obtain more information, we employed a hyperspectral imaging system based on reflectance mode. At a spectral range of 400 to 1000 nanometer, it achieved over 90% for 15 types of foreign matter and cotton lint. At the range of 950 to 1650 nanometer, it achieved higher than 95% for a total of 16 types of foreign matter and cotton lint. But for the reflectance mode, the foreign matter were put on the surface of lint. Considering that the foreign matter are always hiding inside the cotton lint, we try to use hyperspectral transmittance imaging. At the range of 950 to 1650 nanometer, it achieved over 90% for 10 common types of foreign matter and the lint. So in this study, we continued our work. We employed hyperspectral transmittance imaging to identify the common foreign matter hidden inside the cotton at the spectral range of 400 to 1000 nanometer. The samples were collected in 2015 during the harvesting time. A total of 11 types of foreign matter were extracted from seed cotton of 5 cultivars. All foreign matter samples were cut into about 1 square centimeter piece, 30 replicates for each type of sample, including cotton lint. A push broom hyperspectral imaging system was used to acquire images. Of the platform, there is a step motor to provide the power to a linear slide. A sample stage was attached to the slide. And the foreign matter were placed on the surface of one linked web, covered with another linked web, and the samples were sandwiched using 2 glass plates. To obtain better imaging quality, 2 wood blocks were used to press the samples. With the pressure, the thickness of linked webs was reduced to 3 to 5 millimeter. And for the imaging acquisition, a scan line has 1,392 pixels. There are more than 1,000 scan lines, and each pixel has 256 wavelengths ranging from 400 to 1035 nanometer. And after the acquisition, the image cube was corrected using flat field correction and cropped into smaller cube because of the noises on the edges. Here the grayscale images can be observed. At the 500 nanometer, all types of foreign matter can be observed in darker scale, including the number 9 paper, which has the same color with cotton lint. Also, there's a special case, the plastic package. It can be observed at 500 nanometer, but it became blurred or disappeared at other bands. Except that all types of foreign matter can be detected at a whole range of wavelengths. And the 500 nanometer image were selected to apply the manual ridging of interest selection. And the mean transmittance spectrum were collected from the ridging of interest and normalized. The intensity of plastic package is lower than that of cotton lint at the range of about 480 nanometer to 560 nanometer. It indicated that the plastic package can be detected at this range. And for the spectrum of the Brockstein-Hall bark and twill, the spectrum were close to each other. It may be because they have similar appearance and the color from the RGB images, as well as the spectrum of stem seed coat brown leaf. They also have a similar appearance. To better understand that, I used canonical discriminant analysis to extract the first three canonical variables for scattering clusters. In figure A, the scattering points of plastic package, paper, seed meat, green leaf, and also the cotton lint were well clustered. It indicated that these types of foreign matter and the lint can be well classified. And let's look into these types. In the figure B, the scattering points of seed coat, brown leaf, bark were well grouped. But for the clusters of stem, hull, and the twine, they overlapped. So it implied that these types of foreign matter may have high misclassification rate. So for the classification results, the support vector machine classifier was used to classify the spectrum of all samples using full wavelengths with three-fold cross-validation. The green leaf, lint, paper, plastic package, seed meat have highest the classification accuracy of over 90%. For other types of foreign matter, the accuracy exceeded 60%, and the average classification rate was 79%. These classification results are similar to the clusters results, so we can draw the conclusions. All types of foreign matter can be detected embedded within the webs from the grayscale images, and the green leaf, seed meat, plastic package, and the paper can be well classified. And the misclassification was severe among the types of foreign matter that have similar appearance and the color. And in this work, I used a halogen bomb to provide the light source because of some space issue. So in the future work, we will develop better platform to put line light source in. And we will work on the feature selection and also explore in industrial application. At last, the authors want to thank for the financial support from China Scholarship Council. And this work and my travel to Dallas were supported by the funding from the Cotton Incorporated and the Georgia Cotton Commission. And also thank Mr. Calvin Mix and Dr. John Snyder for providing us the samples. Thank you very much for your attention.
How does the halogen light differ from the line flash?
Because the halogen bump cannot provide an even light source. If I use the line light, it can provide more even light source.
Okay.
It will affect the spectrum.
Question about your samples. It wasn't obvious to me when you created your sample, did you put the foreign matters on top or was it hidden inside the sample?
Yes, I used two lint webs to sandwich the foreign matter.
Okay, did you do any experiments to see potentially what is the maximum thickness where you can still detect the IR signature or near infrared signature? Because I'm assuming that eventually at some point in time the transmittance or the optical information will be lost. You won't really catch it.
Yes. I tried maybe is the 20 centimeter, I think. Because I use the glass to press the sample, and the raw thickness was 20 centimeter is the most. After press, 3 to 5 millimeter.
3 to 5 millimeter.
Also, sorry. The raw thickness is 20 millimeter.
Yeah.
20 millimeter. Sorry.
Yeah.
So it's impossible. Yes.
A lot of dry leaves, what we call pepper patch, you know.
Yes.
Every side must not just the one that have.
Yes.
Have you tried what the minimum size of the particle?
The smaller parts can be detected, can be observed, but the spectrum is hard to extract for one kind or. But
so you require a certain area to get the
spectrum.
Another kind of question, because you mentioned an industrial application, right? But right now you're using line scan, so that means you have to have some mechanical to move the sample or camera. So that could slow down the imaging process. That's one. And another limitation is the transmittance, right? There's a limitation to the thickness of the sound. So put those two together, right? The line scan camera requires mechanical movement, right? And then the thickness limitation of the sound. So how practical?
I think this.
In terms of measuring trash, cutting trash.
Yes. It's the first step. We explore the spectrum of the cotton sample, and later we try to extract the feature wavelengths and customize some CCD camera to speed up.
Yeah. And
to follow up the question that you brought up about the sample size, 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter, when you look at your optical setup and you're mapping a field of view to your sensors, which I think you mentioned something around 900 to 1,000 pixels, I don't remember the exact numbers. What was the physical size of the mapping to the each pixel, if you will? In a sense, if you look at 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter, how many pixels does that map to?
I just know the area of the sample was about 12 centimeter, 10 centimeter, and they include that much pixels.
Yeah, because that would answer the paper trash question.
It can be observed.
Yeah, I agree. It's not right.
Spatial resolution actually pretty high, right? You talk about 1K by 1K resolution. So each pixel represents a very small area. So it should have a pretty solid resolution in terms of the spectrum or color. Because the color, you can see the color, the small part in the image.
Yes, because I think the difficulty in because the spectrum for matter were affected by the cotton because it's in it, so the spectrum would be affected. So I will try.
Good. Thank you.